Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I am in so much pain. I am in so much pain, and I'm also embarrassed because I've given you guys a lot of advice over the years on frostbite, on frostnip, on how to ski, snowmobile with safety, and I don't know what the hell happened to me, but this weekend I messed up, and I messed up bad, and I'm paying for it. I'm really paying for it. This hurts a lot. It hurts. So let's just go back for a second. It was President's Day weekend, right? Yep. And so me and our really, really good friends decide to go and do a camping snowmobiling trip. And I kind of took lead because I don't know why. I really don't usually like taking lead. But now I wish I didn't because some things went wrong and it's my bad. But we love Duck Creek, Utah. They have a lot of great open meadows, a lot of snow that we could go and snowmobile on. So it was a great place to go. We were able to get a couple our campers together at a camping site and et cetera. We had like, what, 11 of us, 12 of us? And so me being mom with my kids there and our friends' kids and all that, you know, I'm like, I got to make sure everybody's good. And when you're driving on these snowmobiles, even though I want to go super, super fast, I want it to be the anchor. I want it to be in the back so I could see ahead and look at everybody and make sure they're all there. Well, of course, you know, my husband's like, no, I'll be in the back. I'll anchor. All right, okay. Well, somehow we start getting separated, and I don't know how. You know, I go pretty fast. I was like Talladega Nights, you know. If you ain't first, you last. And I'm going pretty fast, but I'm keeping on looking around, and I don't have the flexibility I did with my neck like I used to. So I'm like, I need to know we're all together. And so when you're a mom and you feel responsible, so now whenever I get nervous, I also have to pee. So I'm like, well, where can I turn off and just make sure everybody is caught up and where I could then turn around? So we're on a trail. So stupid me, I think, wait a second, there's bathrooms. So if there's bathrooms, there must be concrete. There must be, you know, so I could, at least if there's snow, move my snowmobile off trail, wrap it around, and then face everybody, make sure all 11 of us or whatever have gone, and then I could go in. And I could probably take a pee really quick. Well, apparently there was like, I don't know, 6 feet of snow. So I sunk, and I sunk bad. And with my butt, I probably sunk that 1,000-pound machine even deeper. So now we needed to find people who could help lift it out. Meanwhile, the bathrooms, you can't get into the bathrooms because they're all full of snow. So you couldn't get into the bathrooms either. So now I'm really trying to hold it. And the snowmobiles we got, some of them were really good because they were electric, but others you had to not pop the clutch, but you had to, I don't know what it's called, but you had to pull this lever thingy. So everybody's like hurting their rotator cuffs. And now nobody could get their snowmobiles to start. So we're actually stuck on this trip in the snow for about 2-3 hours. Now, before people could rescue me, when I decided to turn off to the side, I wasn't wearing my gloves. I was snowmobiling without gloves. And the reason why is I want to have better grip. I don't like having gloves. I had these big, thick gloves my husband got me, but I want to have fine motor movement. And I'm like, I want to be able to. So when I fall or I get off the snowmobile, I sink, and I tried to climb out of the snow with my hands. Well, I felt a big flash. My hands got red and fast and prickly and burny. Meanwhile, because I'm yelling and screaming, guys, I'm stuck. What the hell? Sorry to ruin the trip for y'all. I never covered my lips. My friend gave me a bandana, but I never covered my lips. So my lips are raw. They are all, I frostbit the suckers. Anyway, so we're trying to get back. We do have some fun. I end up finding a tree that I could pee behind. Everybody's going, Dolly, are you okay? I'm like, I'm trying to pee. Get out of here. Just keep going. Keep going. So I finally made my husband go off trail, hold up a jacket for me so I could have a little bit of privacy. I probably scared a couple deers, but oh my God, the pee was so warm. I honestly could have just bathed in my pee because I was freezing to death out there. But anyway, so I peed, did what I had to do. But then on the way back, apparently, you can't really drive these on streets, but you have to cross streets to get to where you need to be. Now, I am very nervous being on a machine that's electric, again, why I don't have an EV right now, in the middle of a street that I have to cross when you have cars that are on black ice ready to turn. So I try to cross this street on the snowmobile. I jump. I get onto the snow in time while trying to worry about the kids, etc., and then I flip. Now, luckily, the snowmobile went slow enough where I could quickly get my legs and butt away from it, but then the sucker flips. And, of course, I'm in the snow. No gloves. Face plant, mouth, no covering. So I get up, we go, and we finish it. But when you snowmobile, there's a few things you need to, one, understand. One is understand that not all snowmobiles are the same. And that, yes, you can get stuck and you need to have a plan. Number two is never snowmobile by yourself or get yourself off with the group. Because you're going to need that group to help get your butt out of the snow and be there for you. Number three is you never go off trail. Even if it looks like it's going to be a decent trail, even if you think you have good intentions because you want to watch everybody and make sure everybody's safe, do not go off trail. All right? Four, don't let it overheat. It'll overheat if you don't ride in snow. So if you're like, well, I'm just going to ride on the street or I'm just going to ride on some ice, apparently it can overheat. Some of these machines need snow. Another, I don't know if I'm on number six or number seven, don't flip it. Yeah, and be very, very careful with the jumps because there's a shift of weight and your center of gravity, especially with the boobs. You know, I think what happened is one of my boobs fell out of the sports bra and then it just flipped me over. You got to be careful with that. And then also understand that, you know, it may look fun. You may start to get hot. You might get sweaty. You might get really warm because you're out there in the snow. You could be suffering from hypothermia. When you feel hot and you want to start taking off your layers, that could be a sign of hypothermia. And make sure you and your team are very well aware. Luckily, we had a good team between all of us. But for the love of God, just get gloves with better grip and protect the lips. It's hard to kiss when you're pretty raw. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I need to call it X. You know, it's not easy for me, so sorry about that. All right, so the COVID vaccine that we can still get. And I am glad, before we go into the segment, I am very glad that we have vaccines available. I think it was a fantastic job that President Trump and Joe Biden did in order to get vaccines available in such a short amount of time. I think we might have already known a lot about the virus before because of the research and the collaboration we've had with China and other countries, but I don't think we knew that there was going to be slipshod protocols or possibly gain of function. But we had enough data to be able to help work with pharmaceutical companies to help make the vaccines. And so we have vaccines for our vulnerable populations. Where I had a big beef was that the vaccine was mandated. You cannot force somebody to take a vaccine. Now, critics of that said, well, nobody held you down. Nobody strapped you to a table and forced you to get the shot. But for those people in the military, for those of us in healthcare industries, if you didn't get the shot and you got fired, you really couldn't work anywhere else. Because it was a mandate, any government-funded entity would lose funding. So you couldn't really work in your field, which to me means you're now taking away our livelihood. So that's still, you're feeling forced. So I think the vaccine mandates were an absolute mess. Another reason why I was anti-mandate is because side effects can happen. COVID can kill, but there were reports of physicians, people that died or had severe side effects from the vaccines. Well, let's talk about it. And then a patient has to decide with their medical provider the benefits versus the risks. Anything has a risk. You could take an over-the-counter pain reliever, and that could cause you to go into an autoimmune hepatitis or kidney failure or Stevens-Johnson syndrome. So everything has risks. It's just we have choices. We educate ourselves, we talk to our medical providers, and then we make an educated decision. Well, public officials decided to jump on this decision, and so people are asking the questions, what are some of the side effects, and what were we not told, or what was being hushed or silenced? So we have a study here, and let me give credit where credit's due. This is researchers from the Global Vaccine Data Network, a research arm of the World Health Organization. And they looked at 13 medical conditions that were considered adverse events of special interest. Now, the population study size was one of the biggest we've seen yet, with close to 100 million people. And that spanned 8 countries. So this is currently one of the largest COVID vaccine studies we have. And they needed to have a sample size that was diverse. They needed to have a sample size that, spanned other countries so that they could rule out some of the, filter out some of the other sort of things that could throw the study out. When they talk about adverse events of interest, when you look at a prescribing information or PI of a medication, it'll have everything. Headache, nausea, vomiting, constipation. These are things that if somebody within a study says, yeah, I had that, do we link it to the shot? Do we link it to the medication? Do we link it to the pharmaceutical? But when something, you really can't blame myocarditis on much else, especially when it's a young boy, even though COVID could cause myocarditis, those are the types of things that they found that they wanted to investigate, also those that could kill. So this International Coalition of Vaccine Experts look for 13 medical conditions among these 99 million vaccine recipients. They confirmed that the shots made by Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca were linked to significantly higher risk of 5 medical conditions. Now, swelling of the brain and spinal cord. Daily Mail did a nice infographic of this, but you could read this on Forbes. You could read this on any media outlet. They found that swelling of the brain and spinal cord, there was a 3.78 times risk. Blood clots with AstraZeneca, a 3.23 times risk. Guillain-Barré syndrome, which can happen when your immune system decides to fight your brain and spinal cord and can paralyze you, can kill you, a 2.49 times risk. And that's first dose. Myocarditis of with Pfizer, first dose, 2.78 times risk. Moderna had a little higher, 3.48 over Pfizer's. Pericarditis with Moderna's first dose, 1.74 risk. Myocarditis after the second dose with Pfizer, went up a little bit, 2.86, but with Moderna, getting that second Moderna shot, there was a 6.3 times increased risk of inflammation of the heart. Pericarditis as well, 6.9. They also looked at other conditions, things that affected the peripheral nervous system, and so they found that even though COVID still can cause these conditions more than a vaccine, the vaccine could still cause things like Bell's palsy. There was a 1.3 to 1.4 times greater risk of having a seizure following the first and second doses of Moderna, as well as the fourth dose of the Pfizer vaccine. So we also have some data on your boosters. But the researchers said that there was a caveat to their finding. They said chances of having a neurological event following acute SARS infection were 617-fold higher than following COVID vaccination, suggesting that the benefits of vaccine substantially outweigh the risks. Now, AstraZeneca, remember there was that risk of central venous sinus thrombosis. That is a very serious blood clot in the brain, 3.2 times greater, or the vasculature near the brain, 3.2 times greater than expected. So, you know, we've been now for the past few years since the vaccines rolled out early 20, December 2020, early 2021, we have been, you know, basically just talking amongst ourselves of, you know, what side effects did people have? What did they feel? Is it worth it? And I was very honest with you guys. When I got my booster shot last, I got my series of Pfizer. Then I got a booster shot, not in 2023, but 2022. I got the booster shot. I got in the left arm along with my flu shot because I wanted my right arm not to be sore. What I didn't realize is I would have a month of chest pain, a month of breast swelling, breast pain, underarm swelling. And so I couldn't do my mammogram. I couldn't, I couldn't sleep really well. But I didn't get COVID. So somebody who really doesn't want to get COVID could say, you know what, I'll take the risk of the shot. For those of us who are like, I'm not that worried about COVID, I'd rather not. So it's really individual. And you should make this decision along with your medical provider or somebody who can assess your heart, understand your risk factors. This last fall season, I did not get the COVID booster because I had COVID in September. It was mild. And so I didn't want to, and I had to get my mammogram, and I didn't want anything postponing my mammogram or making my mammogram abnormal, so I skipped the booster shot this year. Did I get COVID? Nonetheless, I don't believe so. Now, thank God it's more mild. But these vaccine side effects with this latest study, it does show that the numbers are very rare. Even though you saw that 6.7 times risk, et cetera, you know, it doesn't mean that everybody is going to be getting these side effects. But what it does mean, the significance of that is nobody should have, when this all first started, told us that it's 100% safe, that you're going to die of COVID if you don't get the vaccine. Nobody should have said, if you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. Nobody should have said, as long as you're vaccinated, you won't spread COVID. Those were lies. It was misinformation. And those of us who said, look, guys, actually, you could probably still spread COVID if you got the vaccine. So still, you know, use caution, or, you know, the masks that you're using might not be protecting you. We were labeled as the ones spreading misinformation. So what is it? What was the right information? The right information was saying exactly what Fauci said day one before he flip-flopped, was the mask is a barrier. Might not protect you from a virus such as this, but it may limit some of the spread of droplets, and, you know, it's a form of a barrier. But that's what I've been saying all along. Anybody going to apologize for getting mad at me for saying that? With the vaccine. The vaccine may help prevent severe COVID illness based on the studies, but nothing is 100% safe. Some people may have vaccine side effects. Report them, and we're not going to vilify, we're not going to silence you, and we're going to make the public aware, we're going to study it. That's what should have been done. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. California continues to get drenched by atmospheric river storms. This week, Governor Gavin Newsom is activating the state's Emergency Operations Center. Cal OES spokesman Brian Ferguson.
Along the central coast and down into Los Angeles County, we're worried about flash flooding and land movement, and that's largely associated with the ground being just so saturated with water.
There should also be a major snow melt in the coming days from a series of storms. The CEO of rideshare company Lyft, David Risher, is thanking the Taylor Swift Eras Tour for boosting his company's bottom line in recent months. Throughout the Eras Tour and wherever it stopped, traffic in and out of stadiums and hotels was up significantly, he says, anywhere from 25% to 60%. Additionally, Risher said his drivers usually got three times the tips from Swifties who ordered Lyft rides during the tour dates. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Prefile to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry about that. Having a little issue here with my phone. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's tax season. Hey, I'm sorry to remind you guys, but some of you might have already filed your taxes. And if you did, that's fantastic. I hope you did file your taxes. That'd be great. But those of you who are still kind of struggling and say, well, I got to get my taxes in, many of us are waiting for our W-9s or our W-2s or our 1099s or whatever the heck that we get. So, yeah, it's some of us have not filed our taxes yet. But the IRS wants to kind of backpedal and get money that they've been owed. Now, I understand with student loans, they're not going to have that money coming in. Many people still aren't paying. The Biden is finding ways to eliminate student loan debt. So they're going to look at our taxes, and they're going to ask for money that they're owed. Well, interestingly, the IRS is asking us to pay taxes on things we've stolen, whatever their fair market value is, to pay the appropriate tax. So if you steal somebody's car, they're asking you to notify the IRS that you stole said car and pay taxes on what you think that car is worth. I'm not joking. Let's say you're a prostitute. Or they don't use that term prostitute. They use a sex worker. I'm not sure what the term is, but let's say you, and it's illegal in your neck of the woods. They ask that you pay taxes on the money you earned with that. Okay. I'm sure there are some people out there going, look, if I'm paying taxes, it's legal. But I think there's other people saying, I don't want to go to jail. They also ask if you are selling drugs to please pay taxes on the income you receive while you're selling drugs. So I don't know if this is to be more inclusive of some of the cartel that's coming across the border. So then the administration could say, look, we are taxing, right? You know, people coming across the border, because when the cartel sells drugs, we are demanding that they pay taxes on it. I'm not exactly sure. But this article that comes from Newsweek, all right, so I'm not making this up. They are requesting any income that you make, even if it's from illegal activities, like dealing drugs, to fork over your tax money. So they say income from illegal activities such as money from dealing drugs must be included in your income on Schedule 1 Form 1040, Line 8Z, or on Schedule C Form 1040 if from your self-employment activity. This is according to IRS Publication 525. In case of stolen property, taxpayers must report its fair market value in your income in the year you stole it, unless in the same year you return it to its rightful owner. That's according to the IRS. Now, these guidelines have been published, I think, since 2021. They say Newsweek did contact the IRS for comment, but I don't know if anybody's working there. But obviously people are kind of looking at this and joking about it. But tax evasion is a way that the government could get you. Look at how they got Al Capone. Mobster Al Capone was jailed in 1931 over tax evasion, not over the murders. That's how they got him. The mob boss said they can't collect legal taxes from illegal money. Well, he was sentenced to 11 years in prison for failing to file tax returns reflecting the extent of his wealth. So the IRS does not want you to think that if you notify them that you stole a car or a boat, that they're going to turn you in. They just want the tax money. So what is this? What's going on here? Why even have that in there? Is it like, oh, just in case, you know, there's anybody out there that's a really, really good citizen or trying to reform and you feel guilty that you have a vehicle you stole, go ahead and pay the taxes and at least you'll get a pat on the back from us. What's going on here? So, as I've said before, I heard a statistic years ago that 50% of our country, of our 350 million people, do not pay taxes. They're either on government dime, they're kids, they're, I think we have, what, 60, 70 million kids. They may be on disability. They may be or evading taxes. So you cannot survive on half of the country paying their fair share. It just doesn't work. And that's why we're struggling. Was it AOC or somebody said just print money? and then write off the student loan debt. If we're loaning money out to students, then that needs to be repaid. Now, personally, because I'm very, very pro-student, and I love my students, I'd rather be the colleges that say, you know what, you gave us 60 grand a year, let's give you a little bit of that money back. Okay, we'll cover the 10 grand that Biden wants to write off. Let the schools pay it back. They're the ones that got the money. But the taxpayers have a lot on our plate. Okay, we have to be behind all these changes now. With climate, we have to help, you know, cities have better electrical grids so they can, we could charge cars. We need to have better schools. We need to build more hospitals. We need to pay for, you know, migrants coming over that don't have health insurance. There's so much our tax dollars need to go to that if you need to make money, what do? Well, you see where you're not making money and try to do a better job of collecting. Or you try to have more people work who can then put money into the system. Now, if we have individuals who are here illegally, they might not want to have necessarily legal work and then ping the radar of the U.S. government. So my worry is, you know, many individuals who are working are doing it all under the table. And I get, when you don't make a lot of money, paying 10% of taxes, 20% of taxes, I get why people may not want to. I understand that. But the IRS is desperate. If they're asking for things you stole, which you obviously want to keep on the down low, and they're asking you to report fair market value, I just don't see the average car criminal even looking up the fair market value. I don't want to insult car criminals. I understand you all are people too. But I just don't see, and no offense, I just don't see you stealing a car and then going to the blue book saying, wow, I just got something worth $24,000. Let me pay a third of that in taxes. So hi, IRS, here's $8,000. I just don't see that happening. For those of you operating meth labs, I just don't see, you know, you... Or for those of you who are part of the cartel, I don't see you paying your fair share. So the IRS, this is a sign that the IRS needs money. And if the narrative right now is to leave the migrants alone, leave, you know, let everybody still who's even can do gainful employment, like the Tsarnaev brothers that did the Boston Marathon bombing, let them still collect welfare, let them still collect aid. If they're not going to look at work abilities and health abilities on many individuals who are not necessarily working, then they're going to have to keep squeezing us, those of us that are working. And there's only so much we could do. There's only so much we could pay. And even though you say, but yeah, but the income tax isn't going up, they could get us, they could get more money by other ways. You know, fuel tax, food tax, cost of goods. So, you know, I really kind of mixed on what the government really needs to do. I think any money owed to us by other countries, by students, should be paid. And if you want to give the students relief, because that there's billions of dollars that students owe the federal government, have the universities cover them. This will give the students relief, and the universities won't keep raising their rates in hopes of them still taking in thousands upon thousands of dollars a year for each student. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. tune in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So growing up, you know, I was always afraid that I would lose a job. And the number one reason why you would be fired in the past was you not doing your job. You coming in late, you not working as hard as everybody else, you goofing off, so you'd get fired. Now, I'm sure other people got fired because they might have stolen or because they the company went under, but I never, ever, ever wanted to lose a job because I knew I would need that job to support me or my family. So I've always worked hard. I've always worked super hard. And so many of us who are Gen X or baby boomers, you think that, look, as long as you do your job, you do it well, you don't steal, you have great communication with your boss, you're not going to lose your job. Should be pretty easy, pretty simple. Well, things have changed a little bit. And there are things you could do or say that will cause immediate termination, despite your work ethic, despite your basic ethics, despite everything else. So apparently Chipotle got back in the news, not for a foodborne illness. Okay, it looks like they've been kind of managing that pretty well. But apparently there was a 23-year-old college student working for Chipotle. Fresh Mex food, yummy. I'm a big fan of their food. Delicious. But apparently, the 23-year-old college student was written up for accidentally misgendering a new employee during training. Now, he wrote his story on Reddit, and he goes, I'm known for being pretty friendly, but I was recently training a new hire, and as I'm showing them how to set up line, he said, oh, bro, we never move anything without gloves. Now, yeah, people call me bro, bra, hey bra. Now, you don't have to necessarily call me anything, you know. I mean, I've been called babe, I've been called sweetie, I don't like that. But, you know, I just forgot. Hey guys, don't do this. Okay, I say hey guys a lot. You could get fired for that. And it's just a term of, you know. So a lot of people say bro. A lot of the Gen Zs are, hey bro. Bro's a big word. So when he said, bro, we never move anything without gloves, he said they snap back and say, my pronouns are they, them. Use them correctly or don't talk to me. Now, he decides not to speak to him because he doesn't know what to say. And later in the shift, the general manager pulls the guy aside, the employee, and he said that the new employee reported him for misgendering harassment. The manager said his hands are tied. He had to receive a full write-up. And then I guess the post went on, and so now people want to boycott Chipotle, and I feel bad for everybody involved, because this is just, look at the problems we have. We could be going into war. We have hostages still stuck in Gaza. We have ridiculous inflation. Now, we have so much going on right now that this is what is dividing everybody. And people use the term bro, hey sis, but I mean, these are terms that people use. And you know, I don't get insulted very easily. How many times have somebody called me Mrs. Wax or Miss Dahlia instead of Dr. Dahlia or Dr. Wax? I don't give a damn. So what if you don't call me doctor? I don't care. But is that going to be do you get fired from a hospital? I mean, I can't tell you how many women are going, nurse, can you come here? And they go, well, I'm a physician. But that's okay. Are people now going to get fired for doing that? or written up, a write-up is basically used to eventually fire you. Now, so if I was, and I could not imagine what somebody who has true gender dysphoria is going through, but the average person and patient I've had are pretty cool. And they'll say, you know, oh, now I'm she. Now please call me Susan. Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to say Susan. You know, they'll correct you. You'll get that mulligan. Instead, this individual went straight to the manager to get his colleague in trouble. I get you don't want to be misgendered. I get that. But there's, I think, a better way to do that. There are many individuals who are like, it's okay, you know, just if you don't mind, you know, this is how I identify. I mean, people misidentify me all the time. People thought I was a Commanders fan. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. I'm not going to get them fired for that. So, you know, these preferred pronouns are a nice thing to do. And it's something that is being incorporated for those individuals who don't necessarily want to be assumed to be a cis female or cis male. But they should never be used as a weapon. Once you start to weaponize that, you lose the population. If somebody is going to lose their job as a result of accidentally saying, oh, hey, bro. And by the way, bro is not condescending. Bro is familial. It's you're a friend. I'm not. So your superior would not call you bro. But your colleague could, which means this person who was training a new employee was not trying to take that higher stature level. He was like, hey, you're with me. Hey, bro. And I'm not saying he needs an award for doing that, but we just don't have a lot of wiggle room for society trying to catch up when they aren't even sure what the rules are. And is it because the powers that be want to scare everybody to death that nobody talks, that nobody says anything? You know, we were talking about how some employers are scared to hire people with Asperger's or autism, high fucking autism, because they're so worried that they're going to say something honest that's going to be considered politically incorrect. And then they're going to face getting canceled. Imagine you having an employee that while everybody's talking about, you know, somebody says, yeah, Biden is an idiot and whatever, that person could now... Really, you're hiring somebody who's anti-Biden? You know, we're getting to the point now where work isn't first. The job isn't first. The customers aren't first. It's making sure that you have checked every single box and you're not doing anything wrong. It's almost like I feel that there are people out there trying to find you see when you mess up. They're just scouring everything you've ever done, like what they're doing to Trump. To see what they did. I mean, in the beginning, people did that with Biden, but you didn't have to because Biden gave plenty of content. But, you know, the last thing the LGBTQAI+ community needs is people fearing them and wanting to avoid them so they don't get fired. Everybody wants to work with each other. There's got to be a better way. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.